fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the first day of October, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that will be very abhorrent in many school districts in California, New York, places like that, and that would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. Okay. I'm hearing myself say another show here. So, okay. I don't know what's going on here. I'm not getting any word from my engineer. I don't know if that's stopped or not. I don't know if I'm being broadcasting live. I don't know what's going on. So, okay, well, maybe my engineer will tell me what's going on, and we can get started again. Okay, now we're live, and we'll start fresh with something that should be done in every school district every day of the week, and that would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, I encourage all of you to get your spiritual house in order. It's not my job as a radio talk show host to tell you what your spiritual beliefs should be, on one hand. On the other, I do have a responsibility to advise you that it's very important, it's not optional, and it needs to be part of your life every day. We have a patient waiting in green room, my friend Steve Ben-Noon. Steve is the proprietor of the excellent website IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And we're going to have a discussion about the events of the day. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve. And I say again, good morning, Steve. Okay, well, Steve was there, and Steve's not at the moment. He'll be back, and I was telling Steve a moment ago that we were going to start the conversation by stating. Steve, are you with us now? Hello, Steve. Okay, Steve, I'm not getting a very clear signal. Say again.
Can you hear, pick it up okay now?
Yeah, you're okay now. Thank you for getting back with us. Steve's mobile. We're using technology to have a live radio show while he's operating a motor vehicle at 70 miles an hour someplace. Well, Steve, we discussed before the show started that I would begin our discussion with repeating the tweet from the president, which took place in the last 48 hours. And here's a direct quotation. If the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, which they will never be, it will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which our country will never heal. Quoting Pastor Robert Jeffress, a Fox News contributor. I find that statement, that tweet, quite extraordinary and very disturbing. How about you, Steve?
Well, you know, the thing is, it seems to me that powers that be have known this was coming, John, because of the threat that that you have spoken about before, that we may end up in a civil war in this nation. I think they knew it was coming. But I would have to echo Tulsi Gabbard, as she stated also, and her being a Democrat, a presidential candidate, she said, this is not good for the nation. It will only divide the nation.
And what would not be good for the nation? According to Ms. Gabbard. Steve, are you there? Hello, Steve. Looks like we lost Steve again. I believe she was referring to impeachment. Of course it wouldn't be good for the nation. And it will actually help Donald Trump, because the more Democrats scream about impeachment, the more it motivates the base of President Trump's political support, which is, well, basically Caucasian America. The demographics of this country are changing. It appears if things continue on a current course, with the Caucasians having very few babies and all these immigrants coming in from other countries and having many babies, that there's some evidence that this next election, 2020, if in fact we do win it, which I believe we will be the last time that Caucasian Americans decide who's going to be president, because the demographics are changing so dramatically in favor of non-Caucasians. That seems to be a fact of life. Steve, if you get back, just speak up so we know you're back, or my engineer can let me know if you're back. That would be good also. Steve has been great to be on this show with me every Tuesday. He can't make it every Tuesday. He's a busy guy with lots of projects. And I've had any number of people thank me and congratulate me for having Steve on as many Tuesdays as we can. And Steve and I have a very close working relationship. We talk privately at least once, sometimes twice a week, and exchange text messages as well. Our common backgrounds that we have working in intelligence and investigations has really brought us together into a very good, close working relationship and friendship both. I appreciate Steve and his wife and his family, and I look forward to many years of an association with Steve. Getting back to this discussion of Civil War, it was the first inklings of it. We're looking at, 8-10 years ago during the Obama administration. I didn't give much credibility to it at the time, as long as they didn't. Okay. Okay, I got a note from Steve here that it'll be a few minutes and he'll call or text as soon as he's clear. Well, he's in a bad area for cell phone reception. He'll get back with us as quick as he can. And I should mention the call number is 800 at 313-9443. When I first started reading these various snippets or articles or whatever they might have been about Civil War, I did not give very much, if any, credibility to that whole possible future scenario. I really didn't. That's changed in the last couple of years since President Trump took office in January 2017, so it's not quite 2 years he's been President of the United States. I find myself giving, having no alternative, I should say, but to give credibility to the possibility of what we're loosely calling civil war. I believe what's coming at us really doesn't fit the definition of civil war, quite frankly, the classic definition that I'm aware of what civil war is. It will be rampant civil disorder is what it will be. And I believe at a certain point, behind the scenes, covertly would be a better way to put it. I believe covertly from the beginning, or even right now as far as that goes, Russians and Chinese agents will be involved in making the civil disorder happen in the first place, making it far worse, and carrying out political assassinations, destroying infrastructure, and in general harming property and life. I do firmly believe that, and the evidence I've seen, I feel is clear and convincing that the Russians and Chinese are already involved. In my discussion yesterday with my friend, the former counterintelligence agent, he worked one-on-one with Russian agents in various security details, where they were given the assignments to keep people safe, high-profile politicians, keep them safe. He speaks the Russian language a bit, and he shares my concern about what's coming at us, about Russians having pre-positioned men, equipment, and supplies, the Chinese having pre-positioned men, equipment, and supplies here in this country. Part of our discussion yesterday entailed the locations of Russians living openly and covertly in our state, in the state of Missouri. Openly in enclaves, where the community knows, in fact, that these people are, in fact, Russian nationals living in the United States. And covertly, where they have been trained to appear to be Americans, talk with Americans with a proper American accent. They have different varieties of accent. Some may have a Texas accent, others may have a Boston accent, and by all outward appearances being normal Americans going about their daily lives. So we talked about that and where they are in Missouri. We talked about training. He's actively training himself, training to get ready for what he has a high likelihood belief that we will be involved in civil disorder in a not too distant future. I've got my own training, I do, and I hope that you're involved in training yourself, whatever that is for you. It's going to be different things for different people. It depends on what your starting point is, what your previous training, if any, was, and so forth. Beginning point, of course, is what I mentioned at the beginning of the show, your spiritual preparation. That's not optional. Ultimately, what we're facing is a spiritual war. Yes, there will be issues, and there will be things that need to be dealt with, but ultimately, it's a spiritual war. And to ignore that, well, you ignore it at your peril, quite frankly. Then comes skills. I keep repeating the same skills because, well, they don't change. The importance of these skills doesn't change. The need to have them doesn't change. The ways to get them doesn't change. You need people on your team with the following skills. Ham radio skills, preferably everybody on a team would have ham radio skills, a ham radio license. And, of course, emergency first aid and CPR skills. It would be ideal for everybody on the team, on your team, to have those skills also. Your team may be family-based, maybe friends, possibly neighbors, maybe a church group. It doesn't matter. But as many people on your team must have those skills as is humanly possible. Almost everybody, there would be very few exceptions, can acquire these skills. Study far and get their ham radio license. Study far and pass a first aid class. Study and participate in a CPR class. I'd say almost everybody can do that. If they don't, that's a personal choice. And the consequences of not having these skills could literally be a matter of life and death. Literally. Not figuratively, but literally. And this needs to be understood, and it needs to be acted on. The plans of our opposition, the communist, Muslim, socialist, Democrats, will not deviate. They will change, but the goal won't change. If they win the 2020 election, which they won't, it'll go one direction. And it looks like Steve may be back with us. Steve, are you there, sir? Hello, Steve. Okay, I got a note from him that he's back, and I'm just going to say.
Okay, how's our signal now?
Oh, okay, Steve, we got you back. Thank you, sir. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Well, I started out the show giving the precise statement made by President Trump in his tweet about the possible civil war if he was removed from office. And it went from there to discussing my lunch yesterday with my friend, a former counterintelligence agent, and how he's getting ready for what he feels is almost inevitable. It would be nationwide civil disorder. And just before you came on, I mentioned how the our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they won't deviate from their goal. They may change their plans depending on if they win or do not win the 2020 election, but they're not going to deviate from their stated goal, are they, Steve?
Well, you know, going back to the issue, John, about the Civil War, that's very true. And I have watched that for quite some time, that this is where we would probably end up if, in fact, they ever tried to remove Trump from office or anything like that. And I think, too, John, the intelligence you were getting already early on about civil unrest about this time next year is something that they have pre-planned or prepared for, at least knowingly, that this is something that's a very real possibility. But, you know, John, the only thing I can say, you have a few Democrats that are not totally gone out in the brain, and Tulsi Gabbard is probably one of the few that actually stated that this would be very divisive for the nation for them to even consider this. So, you know, I mean, I'm Republican myself, but at the same time, you know, I realize, you know, and I can appreciate at least someone to make that kind of statement to try to calm Democrats down a little bit.
Well, she's stating the obvious, and she's also stating what is well known at the various highest levels of the Democratic Central Committee. This is what they want. This is no secret to them. They know the consequences of what they're doing, and those consequences are what they're seeking. So she hit the nail on the head, but I don't know the woman's intentions, but I'm assuming her intentions are honorable. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Chair Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the first day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll see the notice for the Caribbean cruise coming up. It's only a few months away. You've got until the end of this month to reserve your cabin. We'll be on the Harmony of the Seas, a luxury cruise liner with Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. They have 20 restaurants on this ship. It's a luxury resort on this, on the ocean is what it is. So check it out. Join us. Have a lot of fun. It could be romantic if you choose it to be. Valentine's Day is right in the middle of the cruise. Get the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you do not have internet access. You want to go with us? Give our cruise director a call, Betsy Murphy. Our cruise director, her telephone is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. It looks like you got a 7-minute video there about Somalians attacking U.S. forces. This is a recent event, not something from years ago, Steve?
As far as I know of, John, that is the case. I haven't had a chance to go back double check. I actually ran across that, though, because of the Saudi incident. One of the friends of mine with the CIA had contacted me over the Saudi incident that had happened, right when it was happening, about where the Houthi rebels had attacked three convoys over right there in a disputed area between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. And that was a pretty brutal battle. And the Houthis took an estimated, and they said it's hard for them to tell the estimates as of right now, but intelligence was telling me they did have in excess of 1,000 prisoners of war, but they're mainly mercenaries. And I was even told that the Saudis were so angry at their fighters that they actually launched attacks trying to get them fired up to fight back against the Houthis, but instead they just surrendered in mass numbers.
Okay, so the men who surrendered, some clarification here, they were Saudi nationals who were in the Saudi military, or they were mercenaries hired by the Saudi government?
It appears to me that these are only mercenaries hired by the Saudi government to fight the Houthis, because, I mean, you know as well as I do, John, the Saudis do not like to fight. They just want to hire everybody to do the work for them.
Right,
except flying around in the planes and guarding them back home. But other than that, no, anything on the front lines, they send the mercenaries out for that.
Well, these men who've been captured, the Saudi government is going to basically write them off. I'm not sure that their captivity is going to end very well for them.
No, I wouldn't think so either. The only thing that I can say is that there was a lot of military equipment that was destroyed, and a lot of it. We were, when we broadcast that, we shared the actual footages that was coming right out of the Middle East there, where they had filmed this, and it was a lot of U.S. military equipment that had been sold to the Saudis that had been destroyed. So I figured that we'll be making more sales now that they lost three convoys of military equipment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the contractors selling the equipment will be joyful to hear about that, I'm sure. Let's get back to the topic at hand, which is the potential for what's being called civil war inside the United States. If there was no foreign powers involved, which is not going to be the case, the Caucasian Americans, the conservatives, would easily win any kind of civil war, because of our numbers and our strength in being armed and so forth. However, there's a massive however, it won't be just domestic forces involved. There'll be foreign nationals in the form of Russians, Chinese, South American militaries, the gangs, will all combine to come at us together. It won't be just America's on America's will at stake. Steve, did we lose you again? Okay, I think we lost Steve again. Well, it's we knew when we began this show with him being mobile that we would have some in and outs of Steve being with us, but that's okay. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll get back to our discussion after the break. People need to study this on their own, reach their own conclusions. I have reached my conclusions based on the evidence I've read. You need to do your own study, independent of anything John Moore says and tells you, and reach your own conclusions. That's what needs to happen. I've convinced myself with the evidence, and you may just do the same thing. We had a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, lots of things that will educate you and inform you, entertain you, possibly make you upset. We do have a memorandum I wrote regarding the possible coming Second American Civil War, right there between the image of notice for the cruise and photo of my me receiving the Prague Peace Prize right there at the top of my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, you're going to need energy. You're going to need to be healthy and energetic to deal with what's coming at us. And a good way to do that is to do what I do. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get yourself a mattress pad for your bed and sleep on it every night. And you'll wake up in the morning having slept as good as a small child like I do every night. That would be good. And you wake up pain-free like I do every morning. That would also be good. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, you really need an energy cleaner. $285 should be included to American Zip Codes. I just picked up by fresh delivery last night from Tom Berryhill. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way of getting payment online. You don't give up your credit card information. That's a good thing. You can also call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Steve Ben-Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Steve, I know that you and I have talked privately about what's maybe coming at us and the need to be in a safe haven and the need to be prepared. And that's what we're encouraging everybody to do, is to educate themselves. Don't just take my word or take Steve's word for this. Review the evidence. Read the evidence. And then make your own independent decision. Right, Steve?
That's exactly right. You know, John, because regardless of what may be the reasons for all this, something's definitely coming down the pipe, and I don't think it's going to be good. And if you're not prepared in advance, and if you've not made those preparations, it's not going to be a very pretty picture. And you know, I've said it before, John, on this program. I mean, I've gotten even from Israeli intelligence about things that they see coming in our nation, and it's not going to be pretty. So I kind of wonder, John, I'm just curious your thoughts, though. It's almost as if this has been in the making and the plans for quite some time, and whether or not they're going to use this to justify the disarming of the nation by creating a civil war. I know Israeli intelligence was saying to me that what they wanted to see happen here is that we would go to war with each other and run out of our own bullets, not restock the ammo in this country, so that way there, then disarming the nation would be easier because we've already spent all of our ammunition on one another instead.
Right. Well, that's a certain bit of reality to that. The men and women I associate with have lots of ammunition, but that's the exception, not the rule. So I think that analysis is accurate, that if civil disorder did break up, that the ammunition would be used up in 2 to 4 weeks, and that would be the end of it, for the most part, with the exceptions out in the hinterland where we are. So stocking up on ammunition right now would be a wise thing, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be a wise thing. And, you know, the thing is, John, sometimes what they try to tell you or what they plan on, you know, when they talk about they're going to get rid of high-capacity magazines, and then what happens is a lot of Americans, they think, okay, well, then maybe I shouldn't have that, because if they're going to ban assault rifles and things like that, maybe I shouldn't own one. Maybe I shouldn't get the extra magazines, because after all, they're going to outlaw it anyway. You know, sometimes maybe the opposite of what they're telling you they're going to do might be the better thing to do.
Right. Well, I've known several men back when the assault weapons ban was being passed and considered back in 1994. That did, in fact, one friend of mine, a Jewish businessman, he was a security officer in the Air Force, and left the Air Force, got his college degree, started his own business, and this, you know, he was in the Air Force back in the 60s. But he had no particular desire or inclination to own firearms of any kind until the assault weapons ban came up, and he went out and bought himself a Kalashnikov and a 1911 and lots of ammunition, just because they said, well, if you can't have you, we don't want you to have that. Then he thought, well, maybe it'd be a good thing for me to have that to protect the people I love. And right now, that was that was 25, 30, 26 years ago. Right now, the same thing is happening again. The national dialogue of the Democrats outright saying that they want to confiscate all firearms, which took place just in the last couple of days, a Virginia chief of police making that statement before Congress to outlaw all firearms. We're seeing, and I confirmed this yesterday with my friend Sam Andrews here on the air, we're seeing a dramatic nationwide increase in sales of firearms and ammunition, aren't we, Steve?
Well, that's true, John. But, you know, let me ask you this. One thing that I do get concerned about, even if President Trump doesn't pass this legislation that they're trying to push for to become, like, across the entire United States, red flag laws, more and more I'm seeing the individual states, because of just the suggestion of this, trying to push for this red flag laws. And I'm concerned, John, that the red flag laws will be used mainly to be able to justify, to try to help in their way of thinking to disarm what they consider to be the greater threats. And from in some states, you can be considered red flag just because you believe in what they classify conspiracy theory. So if you question how the Twin Towers came down, for example, then you're considered a conspiratorial person, and therefore you are mentally not normal, and we should take your guns away.
Right, right. And of course, the person who says that is a man who believes he's a woman and wants to use a woman's restroom, but he's normal. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Steve. Steve, I'm looking forward to Tuesdays every week, so I thank you for coming on.
Well, I just need to be not driving, that's for sure. But I thought I'd have a great signal.
Well, I am driving.
Yes. Okay, well, we're both driving. Well, go ahead, John.
Anyway, you know, I happened across one, and I've been listening to you on John's broadcast for as long as you've been on, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks, maybe longer. But I came across one of your videos this morning that you did, and you were talking about being in Tennessee the next day, so that would have been the 17th of September, probably. The video that you put up with the young lady there, I don't know if it's your wife, was excellent. So my question to you is, it's twofold. First of all, how can the church, Steve, in your opinion, be so asleep that they would blindly support an antichrist government? And I'm not saying that Israel, the people of Israel, are evil. I'm not saying that at all. But for some reason, Christ revealed to John in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 about the synagogue of Satan. And I've personally asked pastors, who are the synagogue of Satan? Already knowing the answer. And the preachers and pastors have said, well, John, there's no way that we can ever know that. And my response to them was, if we can't know it, why would Christ have revealed it to John and spoke about it two times in two chapters? And the other question is, unless you want to answer this one first, how can the church be so asleep?
How can they be so asleep? That's a good question. But I guess the thing is, we know that it speaks about it in the Bible that they would be asleep here in the last days. But that's something what I would do is probably the best thing for me to do is just to answer that question on my channel a little bit more in depth there, because I know with John we deal more with the prepper type of ideas, things like that here, my brother. But I will address that more. And yeah, we were just in Tennessee. In fact, John, we actually had one of your followers from the broadcast here that came from Arkansas to Tennessee to the meeting that we had. Just a little short meeting there with Mark over there in Lebanon, Tennessee.
All right, good.
Okay, the other question I had for you, Steve, is again, it's how can we blindly support any government, any political leader that signs into effect year after year agreement with the Noahide law? How can we do that as a nation?
Well, the only thing I would have to say is, and I know that they are considered to be ceremonial laws, but I know I would not want Sharia law being a ceremonial law either. And the only thing that I would say on this here is that what we need to do, people, individuals, because we elect our government, we need to reach out to our officials and let them know to look, at least look into what Noahide laws really are. Because it's a Talmudic system, and it's not biblical. If it was Ten Commandments, hey, when they were fighting for Ten Commandments, I was right there with everybody fighting to keep them in our court system. The judges were right in doing so, but I realized later they took out the Ten Commandments because ultimately, in my opinion, I think they would like to replace it with the Noahide system because, after all, they consider us Americans as Gentiles, and we should be under a different type of rule. So I just think that we should reach out to our representatives and let them know what our opinions are on these things here for them to do a deeper research on it themselves.
One more thing, if I might, John, if you'll allow it. Ezekiel chapter 8, Steve talked about the 70 ancients of Israel in the recesses of the temple committing abominations. Does any, and I know you do, and I know I do, but just for the listeners, there were 70 leaders from 70 nations invited to the Mount of Olives. Oddly enough, Steve, on my birthday. So to me, it was an extreme, in-your-face, New Testament repeat of Ezekiel chapter 8, but they're no longer hiding.
That's blasphemous. What was done there, and to have the Gentile people, that was like rejecting Jesus Christ altogether, and that was a real shame there. And I see where they're headed with this, but I think it's the worst thing that could have ever happened. And, you know, for anybody that believes in Jesus Christ to be the Son of God and you believe him as your Savior, then there's no way I could have ever participated in anything like that. That was a shame upon all those participants there. In fact, I will say this, because we know the man that filmed it for documenting purposes, he said there was a group of Christians there when they realized what was going on. They said, we'll have nothing to do with this, and they walked off.
Well, the rebuilding of the temple is coming, but the more extreme rebuilding of the temple is Christ said, know ye not that your body is the temple of God. God doesn't dwell in a building made with hands. The rebuilding the temple, the rebuilding man through transhumanism, that's their goal, to escape death, eternal life, and escape the judgment of God, and it's not going to happen. Thank you, John. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. When you get into these biblical matters, there's lots of nuances and subtle shadings, aren't there, Steve?
There's all types of ways that things can be looked at, you know, and that's why I say, John, it's best. Granted, let's one thing we have to face is the fact of what's going on in our nation, John, too. With Democrats and the way that they're doing as well. And they've, you know, you can go back, they threw God out of the school, threw the Bible out of the school. I mean, everything kind of hinges on the evils that have happened in this nation over the years. You know, when I was a kid in school, you'd go get a Bible anytime in the school library and look at it. You know, you could pray, you could say the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was no problem. But, you know, they're going to throw all that out of eventually. That's what this liberal secular system is all about, and so it's really a shame. It's a shame, John, what we're facing in this
nation.
It is a shame.
But we have no choice except to face it and to preserve our republic. I cringe every time I hear these talking heads talk about our democracy, which is not. We have a constitutional republic, and we need to train to be able to defend innocent life and property. We need to understand the true nature of what we're facing, who our enemies are, what the goals of our enemies are. Ultimately, when you look at the goals of the Chinese, they want to kill us all, which makes things a lot simpler for them, doesn't it?
It is, John, too. And they're some of the best fighting soldiers they'll have for this system that they want to install. An ultimate goal, John, they would like to see this nation become a communist nation. This would be the easiest way for them to control us, to make us their little cattle, so to speak. So it's really bad what's coming. And like you said, you know, I mean, this we need to defend the freedoms and the liberties we have had, defend the Constitution. And because this is what they're trying to basically undermine is the Constitution of the United States.
They hate the Constitution. They absolutely hate it. Occasionally we have this issue come up about a new constitutional convention. You would not recognize what came out of that. It would look nothing like what we've got now. It'd be a shadow of its former self. they would promote it as being limited. But once a constitutional convention opens, there are no limits by the very nature of a constitutional convention. So we need to avoid that at all costs also, don't we?
Absolutely, John. That's kind of like not too long ago. I was listening to Dr. John Brown, and he was talking about because of trying to appease some of this anti-Semitism that's going on. He said, well, maybe we need to retranslate the Bible. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What's next? What's next? You know, so they'd like to redo the Constitution. They want to retranslate our Bible. What are we going to have?
Retranslate the Bible with what goal in mind?
Well, you know where Jesus says it like it is. He calls the hypocrite the hypocrite. You know, the spade the
Hold
spade.
That
that's what he did.
Hold that thought, Steve. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 1st of October, visiting with Steve Ben-Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Well, despite the technical issues of what we dealt with, this hour has flown by here, Steve. We got about 3 minutes here to get out whatever we need to get out to these folks this week.
We need to talk about the conference, John, because you'll be coming down here in February. And as soon as I get back in, I'll actually put it on our website where we can get all the details there. But it is going to be on the 8th, which is a Saturday. And you'll be speaking that morning if that's best for you, if you need
to. Sure. Morning's fine. Yep.
All right. So John will be speaking at 10 a.m. The conference will run from, will actually be at the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Altamont Springs, Florida. It'll be right there at exit 94. That's exit 94. And on our website at IsraeliNewsLive.org, by midweek here, we'll have all the details put in there for you, how you can attend. We do have limited seating because the hotel's conference rooms were booked out, so we're limited to 130 people. But I'll get all that, all the details put together, John, for people to be able to.
Okay. Well, let's work on filling up that room. That would be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, Steve.
It'll fill up. It'll fill up extremely fast. It'll probably fill up, John. In fact, I'm probably going to have to do tickets. I'll do them very cheaply, though. But mainly because we normally make it free. But if I do that, what happens is we'll get maybe 150, 200 people that'll be committed. But then a lot of them don't show up, and then
they don't have any skin in the game. So, we need to make a reasonable charge so people are serious, and the people that want to be there will in fact be there. And the fire marshal would not take kindly to 200 people being in that room. So we do need to limit it to 120. And absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to seeing it on your website later today, Steve.
It'd actually be tomorrow. I'm still traveling back, but I'll get it up there tomorrow for people, so they'll be able to see it.
So by the end of the business day, Wednesday, the 2nd of October, it'll be posted at your website, IsraeliNewsLive.org, and of course, we'll have it posted on my website also once you get it up.
Excellent.
Outstanding. That's not too far off. We got October, November, December, and then January, and then we'll be there, won't we?
That's it, John. So it's almost that time, and like you said, it'll go by quick. And of course, we're going to be talking about those things, those that you've been warning about. And of course, we will be digging in the meantime on our end here as well for more intel, seal, everything we can possibly find out that will help. Really, I think it'll be a great conference for helping people to be prepared for what's coming, John. And I know you'll do that, especially even for those friends of ours that follow our ministry will also be coming, and it'll be a blessing for them.
It will be, absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you, sir. We appreciate your taking the time while you're mobile to get on the radio with us, and we'll have you back next week.
Thank you, John. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, top of the hour break with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.